KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. We are your hosts. This is Adam Gardner and Greg Skordis. Greg, we're going to, I don't know, take on a more serious subject or a more funny subject.
It's a little bit of both, depending on if you're a dog lover or dog owner. Or
regardless, it's just super weird.
Yeah.
Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor, current South Dakota governor, and at one time, like a huge Trump supporter.
Right.
And was really on the VP fast track.
Right. Yep. To be his next VP candidate.
She kind of, I was going to say shot herself in the foot, but maybe that's not the right, that's not the right phrase.
No, I like it.
So her memoir is coming out soon, and she had some interesting revelation where she talks about actually putting down her dog, a 14-month-old dog who was getting a little too rambunctious.
Named Cricket.
Oh, when you give things names.
How do you shoot Cricket?
And you don't shoot Cricket.
No, you don't do that.
I want to play this clip from ABC's Jonathan Carl that kind of describes a rundown of events.
On the way back from that hunting trip, she writes that she stopped by to see some friends. The dog jumped out of the truck and started attacking her friend's chickens, killing several of them. Noem says she then took the dog out to a gravel pit and shot the dog. She said that, quote, "I hated that dog." As you can imagine, this has caused quite a backlash.
You know, if you're going to shoot your dog, don't put it in your memoirs. I mean,
there are
certain things if you're an elected official, especially if you're, I mean, she's the governor. She's, and yeah, it was a working dog. It was, you know, these dogs that are working on these farms and ranches and doing things like that. And so, you know, maybe she's trying to distance herself from, it's the family pet that's laying on your lap. This is a working dog. It had bit some people. It had killed a chicken or two. So she takes it out to the gravel pit and shoots it, and then says, "I hated that dog," and puts it in her memoirs.
We kind of make fun of kids nowadays, like the Generation Z. They film every criminal act, it seems,
do.
And Governor Noem, 20 years later, writes it down from memory and puts it in a book for everybody to read.
Don't do that. Don't do that. And so, yeah, I mean, it's caused backlash that I think she would have never imagined. She's backpedaling quite a bit on it and saying, you know, it was legal. She said it.
We don't care if it was legal.
First of all, I don't know how it would be. I mean, in Utah, that'd be cruelty to animals. Yeah. You don't just shoot your dog. I mean, I guess if it's dying, you can put it down and have the vet help you. But cruelty to animals is a misdemeanor in Utah, and shooting a dog would qualify as being cruel to an animal. So I don't know what they have in South Dakota that would allow that. And maybe she's saying, well, it was a working dog, so it's just part of the,
I mean,
part of the farm.
It's just the imagery is horrible.
Right.
And she went on Fox News. And she said, you know, the media will twist my words, and this is, you know, this is fake news spin. And then she just kind of said the exact same thing.
Right, right.
Like, you know, it pained me to do that, but I had to take it into the quarry and shoot it in the face.
Right.
So anyway, it's a very interesting story. It's what's going to be interesting to see, Greg, is how does Trump look at this? Because Trump looks at everything through kind of a TV lens, a show lens.
Right.
Who looks the best on TV? Who can kind of do the best performances? She's actually been pretty good for Trump with his brand. But that may change. So I want to play this clip from ABC's Rhiannon Alley to talk about her VP chances. What do they look like now?
Reaction has been swift from both sides of the aisle. Conservative media personality Laura Loomer saying she can't be VP now. You can't shoot your dog and then be VP. The Biden campaign posting photos after the story emerged of the president and vice president with their dogs. But Noem responding yesterday saying, "I followed the law and was being a responsible parent, dog owner, and neighbor," adding that shooting her dog wasn't easy, but often the easy way isn't the right way.
So, Adam, do you agree with that statement? You can't be VP and shoot your dog?
You know what? Here, I said something earlier. If Laura Loomer, kind of one of Trump's mouthpieces, is calling you too crazy to be VP,
right? You're out there.
You're crazy.
You're in trouble. Well, do you think that's baggage that's just going to keep her off the ballot?
So that's really interesting. That's a really interesting question because we've kind of seen a very, this is kind of a weird repeat of something that happened in 2007 when Mitt Romney was running for president.
Right.
He tells a story about how midway through a road trip, they had to hose down their rooftop kennel on the car for their dog. And so everyone was thinking, you strapped your dog kennel with your dog
to the roof of your car.
To the roof of your car. I mean, and this is back in like the 50s or 40s, whenever this was. And so everyone was just appalled. And the Obama campaign really jumped on that and posted photo after photo of the Obamas holding their precious puppy.
Oh.
And it said, this is how a real man will
take care of
take
his dog.
Care of his dog. And this is when Mitt Romney was a kid. Like, this was not, sure. He had nothing to do with this. And so
again, it's one of those, then why mention it? Why post
then
it?
I mean, why
how
say
did
it?
How did it come out? I don't know if you're probably too young to remember, but there was an Animal House, National Lampoon's Animal House. It was called the Summer Vacation, where Granny had passed away. And so they strapped her to the roof of the car because they didn't want her smelling up the wagon at the Griswolds. And so they drove across the country with Grandma strapped to her rocker on the roof of the car. That's what I was thinking about when I heard about Mitt Romney's dog. But if it's in a kennel, it's in a car.
It lived.
I assume it. Right. It wasn't like in the middle of winter. And I think Romney made some remark with, hey, I didn't eat my dog. I didn't kill my dog.
So
I love the dog.
So what usually happens is whenever someone on Capitol Hill or in politics says something kind of crazy, which this definitely qualifies, then reporters go around Capitol Hill and they start interviewing everyone. Did you hear what so-and-so said? What's your reaction to this? And it's way more common on the Republican side. Whenever a Republican says something crazy, everyone has to answer for what that person said. Well, this was no different. Someone walked up and was reminded that a similar event happened with Mitt Romney. It wasn't that similar, but dogs were involved.
Oh, and Mitt's getting away from the similarities.
So they wanted to compare the two and put a camera in Senator Romney's face. And he says to the Huffington Post, I didn't eat my dog. I didn't shoot my dog. I loved my dog and my dog loved me. So he kind of got a little bit of vengeance here because I didn't eat my dog.
Where does that come from?
that was kind of a dig at the Obama campaign because Obama said when he lived in Asia,
oh.
He had tasted and eaten dog.
Okay.
So this was Senator Romney saying, I'm not like any of you guys. Yeah. Like, we took care of our dogs.
They rode on the roof one day.
We didn't shoot them. We didn't eat them. Life was just good. They were our pets. They weren't these working dogs that we shot in the face in the quarry.
Right.
So it's going to take a long time, I think, Greg, for me to get that imagery out.
Yeah. And I think it's going to take a long time for Governor Noem to get this off of her plate. And it's going to, she's going to suffer greatly in this short run. And that is, she's not going to be Donald Trump's running mate. At least, I don't know. She may fit other bills for that. It may be a transgression that he can live with. But right now, I mean, when what we see the Fox correspondent herself is saying, you can't be VP and shoot your dog. Maybe that's kind of all you need to know that you're probably not going to be the vice presidential candidate.
I just think we've learned a valuable lesson here, folks. If you're going to shoot your dog, don't write it in your memoir.
Yeah, seriously.
Just keep it to yourself.
Just keep it to yourself. Yeah, there are certain things we've all done in life that if we're not going to put in our memoirs, and we're definitely not going to do that if we're being considered for some political office.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. It may knock her chances out of being vice president, but there very well could be some ambassadorship or some lead the Small Business Administration or something in the administration that he still has to appoint a lot of positions, and maybe she qualifies for one of those things.
Right.
But you know what? If Laura Loomer's saying that you're not going to qualify as VP, then maybe that's the case. This was a great conversation. Stay with us on KSL at night. We're going to talk about the legality of book bans in schools across the country and here in Utah and discuss what a federal judge is saying about this hot issue. Stay with us.